With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Odell Beckham just can't get out of the way of himself. New Orleans police have issued an arrest warrant for OBJ on a complaint of simple battery after a video surfaced this week showing him smacking a security guard on the rear end in the victorious LSU locker room.
Was the guy a security guard or a police officer? Not that it makes a difference really all that much.
Security guard.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't find a way to excuse the behavior.
No. He's a dummy. He's a total and complete dummy. He's a total and complete dummy. And he's in constant need of attention from throwing money up in the air and giving money to players on the field post game, to interrupting the band leader while he's trying to get him to play certain songs during the game, to interrupting Ed Orgeron's speech after the game, to then smacking the security guard on the rear end. Now, I will say, an arrest warrant, okay, whatever. I think the security guard, whatever he was doing, he's trying to get kids to stop smoking cigars in the locker room, which I didn't think was a big deal. But it doesn't take away from the fact that Odell Beckham is just a dummy.
No, I don't think it's a big deal. But if he's charged with the duty of keeping the peace and keeping the law, I don't know of any buildings which you could smoke cigars in. I don't know that at the dome. I find it's reprehensible to me to put your hands on somebody uninvited. And what's even crazier for me, And I was talking about my wife with this last night. Him slapping the man and he taunted him after the guy turned around. That's one thing. And if people say, okay, snowflake, whatever. Okay, fine, fight me. But the amount of people on social media thinking it's no big deal or the people getting a laugh out of it, that's quite another thing to me. It's an indictment of where we are as a society that we look at an action like that and people shrug their shoulders and some laugh about it and you get a mocking joke about it. You don't hit somebody on their ass. You don't do it, particularly a person in uniform. I don't understand why. For me, it's a non-starter that there's anything to do but fully blame OBJ.
Yeah, I think because of who Odell Beckham is, too, and because of his propensity for acting a fool in public, it certainly aggravates the situation. I don't go so far as to say that this is what's wrong with us as a society or America. I do think there's an aspect of what Odell Beckham does that is indicative of a problem that a lot of people do have, where they've got to be in front of a camera constantly or in front of a crowd constantly, and they've got to constantly share it all to social media, and they've got to constantly be the center of what's going on.
I don't have a problem with it in terms of the reaction. But people who say it's no big deal, I'd never be friends with. I would never want to have their acquaintance. I'd never hang out with them in my free time. I would never want to go. I would just never be friends with. Because it is a big deal putting your hands on someone uninvited. It really is. You don't do it. And I don't know when we've lost that as a society. And people say you're trying to sound holier than thou. No, I think like those are just the rules in life. That's day one stuff that you get. You don't hit somebody who doesn't want to be hit. And I don't know if OBJ's, should he be charged? I don't know. It's a very minor thing.
Right.
But there is a degree of vilification here, and the security guard doesn't deserve any. He was keeping the peace in a place where you're not allowed to smoke cigars.
Did the peace need to be kept in the victorious, in the celebratory locker room?
Are you allowed to smoke cigars there?
Probably not, no.
What is that guy's job to make sure that people aren't doing things they're not. We don't know the full backstory.
No, we don't.
We don't.
We don't
I do know what
if
I
somebody
saw on video.
Asked him to go in. We don't know, but I think.
You just don't put your hands on other people, man.
Well,
the respect for authority is ridiculous in society today.
I also don't know if you file simple assault charges if you're a security guard in that situation based on someone acting like an idiot.
Did he or did the parish or the state after seeing the video? That's another thing. It's a criminal thing. It's not a civil thing. So did he go and do it, or did the the parish.
The security, New Orleans Police Department Public Affairs Office confirms that the security guard filed the complaint. So
look, I wouldn't file a complaint. I wouldn't file a complaint. I'd be mad. It's still a total lack of authority and respect for other people. You just don't hit people, man.
No, you don't. And that's a fair point. I just think if I'm the security guard in that situation, I walk away from it. You know, like we talked about Antonio Brown earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his similarly knuckleheaded actions that ended up on social media earlier this week. And we applauded those Hollywood, Florida police officers for handling the situation the way they did. They walked away and said, okay, sir, thank you very much. Have a good day. As he's berating them and cussing them out. This security guard very easily could have walked away and said, listen, man, don't act like an idiot.
And OBJ could have gone to someone at LSU in power, to an athletic director, an assistant athletic director. You have 4,000 people in there in polo shirts and shirt and ties and say, hey, let these kids celebrate. Can you talk to this dude?
Oh, no, you're absolutely
right. He's the most
right.
Other than Donald Trump, he was the most high-profile person in that building that night, probably.
And the problem was he wanted to be at the center of all the
right.
action regardless. I don't disagree with you there. Odell Beckham Jr. acted in a complete and total fool
think
Monday.
Think of the spot it puts that guy in. I don't know if the security guard's right or wrong, but after he gets slapped in the backside, does he turn around and knock his teeth out?
I think he handled it perfectly at the time. At the time, he turned around and face-to-face looked at Odell Beckham Jr. and said, you can't hear it on the video, but I imagine it was something like, what are you doing? But then to file the complaint afterwards, this is what we talk about overly litigious society.
Yeah.
This is one of those things where just let it go.
Well,
man.
I do find it a bit off-putting that so many people are saying, why was he harassing those kids? We don't know if he was or he wasn't harassing anyone. What I do know is if you're smoking in a building and there's a man charged with the duty of keeping the peace, he's going to ask you to put your cigar out in the building.
I don't know. I didn't see anybody asking Joe Burrow while he's sitting on the couch outside the press conference room to put his cigar out either.
We don't know if they did or they didn't.
Fair point.
We don't know that, and we didn't see Joe Burrow in that locker room.
Doug in the North Hills joins us on the Fam Morning Show. Morning, Doug.
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
All right. I wanted to talk about not only Odell Bell Jack Jr., talk about wide receivers in general and their problems they've had since I'm 41. I've been watching football 30 years. So I've been watching football since,
Weegee Thompson.
What's that?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So where I'm getting at with this is, he is certainly not the first wide receiver with problems. I don't know if these guys are given a golden ticket in college and they just ride it out until their ticket expires, but it certainly seems to be that.
Aren't wide receivers generally some of the most high-profile guys, even from the time when you start throwing the football at, I don't know, 10 years old or so? They're the guys out on the edge or the guy that scores the touchdown. Along with the quarterback, they're pretty high-profile dudes.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't see Jarvis Landry, who's also an LSU alum, at the game, interrupting the band leader, interrupting the head coach's victory speech afterwards, handing out money to players afterwards, and slapping security guards on the rear end in the locker room. And those two are even close friends, Landry and Beckham. Beckham is just the kind of guy. Look, I have a theory about life in general that 1 out of every 10 people are jerks, okay? They just are. And that cuts across all aspects of society. Bump into 10 people on any given day, there's a chance one of them is a jerk. That's just the way life is. I don't care if they're a doctor, a teacher, a lawyer, a football player, a quarterback, a wide receiver, whatever. That's the way life goes. Odell Beckham just happens to be the 1 out of 10. He's a jerk. He's a dummy. He acts like an idiot. He's selfish and immature. And that's the way he acted on Monday.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I mean, that's what it is for me. That's totally where it is for me. Odell Beckham is immature. And again, I wouldn't – if Odell Beckham slapped me or anybody slapped me in the ass and it was uninvited, I wouldn't call the police. I wouldn't file charges. I wouldn't go to the DA or anything. I would turn around and give him some back. Odell Beckham might work me up and down the street, but I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to not try. I'm not going to not stand up for myself. That guy's in a real tight spot, too, that security guard, right? And people say, why is he in there? I can tell you this. I have been in locker rooms during the Stanley Cup playoffs, during baseball, during football. I've never been in one locker room and not seen security people, particularly at big events. Not necessarily always uniformed like that, But there's always security people. Well,
there's always someone keeping an eye on, close eye on the door.
Absolutely, positively. So it's not uncommon for security people to be in, to be outside, and a lot of times at real big events,
well, look,
inside the locker
even
room.
If he was overzealous in trying to police kids smoking whatever they were smoking in the locker room, okay, I get it. That's the statute, and you're the security guard. You want to uphold that part of the law. Okay, fine. And even if he did handle himself well in the locker room, you know, being smacked on Odell by on his backside by Odell Beckham, he turns around and says something to him, and the situation somewhat diffuses, even though Beckham's trying to escalate it. My only issue was filing, going to the police department and filing charges seemed to take it to the next level of, okay, you made your point.
Oh, yeah, there's no way in the world I would have done it.
I don't know why that needs to be done.
There's no way in the world, but again, this excuse of, and then you hear this one, too, that OBJ was... He was trying to take the focus off of the guy talking to them. He was trying to take a hit for them, kind of, and let them celebrate their moment. He was just acting like
no. He was trying to be the moment all night from the very beginning of the night.
It goes we could do a lot better if we just didn't put our hands on people uninvited, and if we sort of respected people a little bit more.
So Sid,
I just think so.
Keep your hands to home, as my grandmother Smith used to say.
Just keep them to yourself.
Well, what happens if that guy turns around and gives it right back to Odell Beckham right there? He gets swallowed up, but he's in LSU world right there.
Okay.
So what happens?
He gets sued.
Correct.
Yeah, I just don't think there's a need to escalate the situation there by either one of them, so that would not make much sense to me.
The situation was escalated by slapping a man on the ass, Chris.
No, I understand, but I'm saying if you're a security guard, again, I go back to the example the Hollywood, Florida police set with Antonio Brown the other day when he was trying to escalate the situation with the law enforcement officials. They didn't allow him to escalate it. They defused the situation. And the security guard, I think, handled things very well in the locker room in defusing the situation when it could have been escalated. So, look, Odell Beckham's a dummy. I think we can all agree on that one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.